from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Minister Retno Marsudi lobbies friendly countries for Indonesia nomination of non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Indonesia hopes Trump-Kent meeting comes through. Now the news in detail. Minister Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi is optimistic that Indonesia can be elected as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, COK, for the period 2019-2020. Her side is keen to lobby for friendly countries to give support to Indonesia. One of them is Guyana. In a working meeting with Commission 1 of the House of Representatives DPR in Jakarta on Tuesday, she said that the trip to New York was mostly related to the lobbying of Indonesian candidacy campaign for non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, whose election will take place on 8 June 2018. Mr. Retno explained that if passed, Indonesia is committed to encouraging the creation of peaceful and stable global ecosystem by prioritizing synergy with regional organizations epic to create peaceful solutions, strengthen UN peacekeeping forces between peace and development agenda, including in Africa. Mr. Retno Marsudi also remarked that she requested support of Commission 1 of the DPR and the people of Indonesia. The world community, including Indonesia, looks forward to a historic meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, scheduled to take place in Singapore on June 12, 2018. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in a hearing with the Commission 1 at the DPR on Tuesday, said that the whole world hopes the implementation high-level conference between President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. Previously, President Trump canceled the planned summit with Kim Jong-un, which was originally to be held in Singapore on June 12. Mr. Retno further said that if President Trump and Kim's meeting is to succeed, there are few things to follow. First point is the mechanism of sanction removal for North Korea. Second one is the end of the former status of the world. Third point is an aid economy package to encourage North Korean economy openness. And fourth point is that there is a security guarantee for North Korea, and the fifth one is to push the unity of North Korean people. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will meet Minister of Justice and Human Rights Yasona Lawli related to the detention of Indonesian citizens' visa by Israel. After attending working meeting with the Commission 1 of the House of Representatives DPR in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Retno said that she was informed about the visa issue. She also pointed out that she coordinated with Minister of Law and Human Rights because this is the technical problem of the visa, which is the authority of the Minister of Law and Human Rights. Meanwhile, member of Commission 1 of DPR, Martin Hutabara, said that the issue to prohibit Indonesian citizens to visit Israel is strongly related to the traveling, so he asked the government not to take it seriously. Indonesia Minister of Trade is preparing head office of Free Trade Agreement FTA of the Minister of Trade in the five cities across Indonesia, which consists of experts and consultants in each of the fields. Director General of International Trade Negotiation at the Trade Ministry, Iman Panbagio, said that the FTA of the Trade Minister of Trade is an information center for the community in a bid to optimally utilize the FTA. In his written statement on Tuesday, he said that the FTA Center is necessary so that all parties can follow the latest information and developments on free trade agreements involving Indonesia. The establishment of the FTA Center is an effort to achieve and maximize the benefits of free trade agreements for the Indonesian economy. It also provides consultancy, education, and advocacy services to the community, especially business people who wish to prepare for the era of free trade. This coming news from the Voice of Indonesia. Deputy Commander of the Territorial Army Center, Brigadier General Joko Warsito, said that the territorial apparatus is leading sector in preventing radical ideas that haunt the people of Indonesia. He said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the radical prevention has also been carried out by regional command officers through the provision of national insight in school, pesantren, and other educational institutions. In relation to the newly approved terrorism act by the House of the Representative DPR facing the territorial unit, General Joko Warsito said that there will be rules that are more detailed and more operational. Indonesian Asian Games Organizing Committee NASCOT claimed that 80% of souvenirs for 2018 Asian Games are local products made by 15 local licensees. Head of NASCOT Eric Toer ensured in Jakarta more recently that the majority of products and people involved in the Asian Games are from Indonesia. According to Eric, NASCOT has made a partnership with 70 licensing companies and 15 of them are local ones. Director of NASCOT Souvenir Management Mukhtar Sarman said that the licensing companies are the selected ones after undergoing product quality tests, product accessibility in the market, and the company's credibility. Aside from the souvenir products, NASCOT is also involved in 351 micro and small enterprises of the food business for 2018 Asian Games on August 18 until September 2nd. The last item, the government of West Nusa Tenggara NTB is preparing 17 series of activities to enliven Sail Indonesia 2018 online until 22nd September. Head of the Tourism Department of NTB, Lalu Muhammad Fausal, said on Tuesday that the series of activities to enliven Sail Moyo Tambora 2018 in Sumbawa Regency include Maritime Expo Cultural Show, Moyo Tambora Culture Festival, International Weeping Festival, Cabo Barok International Surfing and Maritime Cultural Dialogue. In addition, there will be also a parade of 1,000 traditional boats, Lari Gembira Moyo Tambora Investment Forum, and Beach Net. He explained that NTB trade to host Sail Indonesia has started since 2015. Meanwhile, region of Sumbawa, Husni Jibril, gave appreciation to the next implementation of Sail Moyo Tambora 2018 in Sumbawa Regency. According to region Husni, Sail Moyo Tambora 2018 can highlight and introduce the tourism potential in Sumbawa. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. On Tuesday, May 29, 2018, by using rockets and mortars, Hamas, a movement controlling the Gaza Strip, launched attack targeting southern Israel. This large attack was the first since 4 years ago. Israel, which has recently committed acts of violence against Palestinian civilians, then launched a counterattack at least 35 times to several targets in Gaza. Israeli warplanes took part in the attack mission to the several locations of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, including ammunition warehouses. Israel claimed no casualty on its side. Both Hamas and Israel had finally agreed to a ceasefire since Wednesday, May 30, 2018. Since the wave of Palestinian people protests on late March, at least 120 Palestinians have been killed. The protesters called for Israel to return to the occupied territory. Some of them were killed during a rally on the Gaza-Israel border, including 61 people 2 weeks ago. The rest were killed by Israeli airstrikes. The Israeli side claimed to simply defend the border and blamed Hamas for pushing the protesters through the border. In addition to restricting the land area, Israel also conducted a blockade in the territorial waters off the coast of Gaza. This was done by installing a barrier to avoid infiltration from the Gaza Strip into the Israeli territory, as happened in 2014. The Palestinians protested against the blockade. A ship carrying 20 people and several other small boats then left the fishing port of Gaza. There has been no response from the Israeli military regarding the protest against the sea blockade. The occurrence of mutual attack is certainly very unfortunate because Israel used sophisticated fighter jets, which were bigger than just rocket and mortar attacks. Hopefully, the ceasefire can last a long time. Both sides should refrain and prioritize negotiations. Indonesia, which supports the two-state solution, certainly wants Palestine as a real country to be established soon. Thus, one of the problems in the Middle East region can be ended. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on June the 1st, 1945, when Pancasila was born. In 1945, facing the need to pull together the diverse archipelago, former President Sukarno promulgated Pancasila as philosophical foundation of the Indonesian state as Indonesia's five state principles. Sukarno's political philosophy was mainly a fusion of elements of socialism, nationalism, and monotheism. This is reflected in a proposition of his version of Pancasila that he presented on the 1st of June 1945 to the Investigating Committee for the Preparation of Independence, BPUPKI, in a speech known as The Birth of the Pancasila. Since June the 1st, 2016, President Joko Widodo has signed the Presidential Decree or Kepres number 24, 2016 on the birthday of Pancasila. Therefore, June the 1st is commemorated as the birthday of Pancasila, which has been stipulated as the national holiday. Pancasila is the formula and guidance of the life of nation and state for all people of Indonesia. The next event on June the 1st, 1980, CNN was firstly airing. The world's number one television broadcaster, cable news network CNN, is the U.S. cable news channel established by Ted Turner, the king of mass media and philanthropist in America. On the start of its launch, CNN was the first news television channel in the United States, which broadcast 24-hour news coverage. Despite having many branches, CNN more often airs from its headquarters at CNN Center in Atlanta, Time Warner Center in New York City, and from studio at Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. CNN television was firstly aired at 5 p.m. on June 1, 1980. Its debut of broadcast began with an introductory welcome from the owner, Ted Turner. Then was followed by the news hosted by husband and wife, David Walker and Louie Hart. CNN successfully expanded its broadcast to other media, such as television stations and other cable companies, news portals, broadcast networks in airport and radios. For the international network, CNN has 26 bureau representatives, including Indonesia, and its broadcast can be enjoyed in 2012 countries in the world. The last event about an incident of Air France flight number 447 crashed in the Atlantic Ocean. Air France flight 447 is an Air France's Airbus A330-200 aircraft, which operates as an international passenger aircraft. The plane carried passengers from Galeão International Airport in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, France. The plane disappeared from radar in the Atlantic Ocean on June 1, 2009, where there were 216 passengers and 12 crew members on board. The result of a temporary investigation found that the plane plunged into the sea due to the crew misread the aircraft speed indicator. This was allegedly due to the freezing of the pilot tubes, so that disrupting the airflow, which ultimately disrupted the instrument speed. Searching effort on victims and wreckage of the plane was done. Until June 7, 2009, 17 bodies have been found. On June the 8th, the vertical stabilizer of the plane was found. On June 17, 50 bodies have been recovered. On May 6, 2010, the black box of the aircraft was finally detected. And on May 1, 2011, the two black boxes of the aircraft were discovered and lifted from the bottom of the sea. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you a topic entitled Indonesia-India Strengthen the Strategic Partnership. Indonesia and India signed 15 documents of Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation in a number of areas, witnessed by Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday, May 30. After a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Joko Widodo told reporters that Indonesia is ready to make closer and stronger cooperation with India. The President said that the strategic value of the relations between the two countries is shown in the renewal of cooperation in the field of defense. The two countries also agreed to form the task force units for infrastructure development related to the port in Sabang in Malacca Strait as one of the busiest shipping routes in the world. Moreover, Indonesia and India agreed to cooperate in exploration and space utilization for peace goal, rail sector, science and technology, capacity development of the state civil servants, dialogue between government and interaction of research institute, medicine regulation, cooperation of Bali province and Uttarakhand, as well as health cooperation. In the meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Joko Widodo especially demanded the lowering tariff of import duty on Indonesian palm oil products sold to Indonesia. The President said that Prime Minister Modi agreed to review the policy related to the palm oil import duty. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India wants to increase trade values up to $50 billion in 2025. This is in line with the increasing trend of Indian investment in Indonesia, which currently reaches to $18.7 billion. After bilateral meeting at the Merdeka Palace, President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the India-Indonesia Kite Exhibition at Monumen Nasional or Monas area. The kite exhibition was aimed to increase the two countries' relationships. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Modi played kites together. During the event, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met and spoke to thousands of Indian diasporas in Jakarta. In his speech, Prime Minister Modi said that the presence of Indian diasporas has contributed significantly in promoting bilateral relations between India and Indonesia. After his visit in Indonesia, Prime Minister Narendra Modi left for Malaysia on Thursday, May 31st, then left for Singapore. Listener, that was my Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Minister Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi is optimistic that Indonesia can be elected as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the period 2019-2020. Her side is keen to lobby for friendly countries to give support to Indonesia. One of them is Guyana. The world community, including Indonesia, looks forward to a historic meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, scheduled to take place in Singapore on June 12, 2018. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in a hearing with the Commission at the DPR on Tuesday said that the whole world hopes the implementation of high-level conference between President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will meet Minister of Justice and Human Rights Yasona Lawli relative to the detention of Indonesian citizens' visa by Israel. Indonesia Minister of Trade is preparing head office of the Free Trade Agreement FTA of the Minister of Trade in five cities across Indonesia, which consists of experts and consultants in each of these fields. Director General of International Trade Organization at the Trade Ministry, Iman Van Bagyo, said that the FTA of the Trade Ministry is an information center for the community in a bid to optimally utilize the FTA. Deputy Commander of the 33 Army Center, Brigadier General Joko Warsito, said that the territorial apparatus is the leading sector in preventing radical ideas that haunt the people of Indonesia. He said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the radical prevention has also been carried out by regional command officers through the provision of national insight in schools, pesantren, and other educational institutions. Indonesian Asian Games Organizing Committee (INASGOC) claimed that 80% of the souvenirs for 2018 Asian Games are local products made by 15 local essences. Head of INASGOC Erick Thohir ensured in Jakarta more recently that the majority of the products and people involved in the Asian Games are from Indonesia. The Governor of West Nusa Tenggara NTB is preparing 17th series of activities to enliven Sail Indonesia 2018 online until 22nd September. Head of the Tourism Department of NTB, Lalu Mohana Pausel, said on Tuesday that the series of activities to enliven Sail Moyo Tambora 2018 in Sumbawa Regency include Maritime Expo Cultura Sul, Moyo Tambora Culture Festival, International Weaving Festival, Cable Borok, International Surfing, and Maritime Culture Dialogue. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Bukalah matamu, kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi di dalam semangatmu.
Tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi, inilah saatnya namamu bergema. Maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa.
Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to Central Sulawesi Province to introduce Lingayan Island in Toli-Toli Regency, Central Sulawesi Province. So, stay tuned! Central Sulawesi Province has three outermost islands directly adjacent to the waters of Malaysia and the Philippines, namely Lingayan, Salando, and Dolangan. From the three islands, only Lingayan has been inhabited by the residents. Lingayan Island is located in Ogutua Village, Toli-Toli Regency, Central Sulawesi. To get to this island, we can ride a motorboat from Ogutua Village with a travel time of 15 minutes. Located between the Sulawesi Sea and Makassar Strait, the island is listed as one of the 92 outer islands in Indonesia. Rows of mangrove trees welcome every visitor who set foot on Lingayan Island. In addition to the white sand island and beautiful panorama, the waters around Lingayan Island are also rich in beautiful underwater scenery. This is because of the location of Lingayan, located between Makassar Strait and Sulawesi Sea. Listener, Lingayan Island also has beautiful underwater sight. The island is also inhabited by hawksbill, which in certain months go to the beach to lay eggs. The government will make the area around Lingayan Island a center for the preservation of dugong as a protected marine mammal habitat because the population is increasingly threatened. The beauty of the oval-shaped island is increasingly visible when traveling around using a boat. Beautiful white sand and coral rocks stretch out along the island. On the other side, there is an inside section suitable for fishing and diving. The row of round or oval-shaped large rocks with various sizes lie in the waters around the island, like rocks or floating plants. If you want to see more closely, the boat can pass between them. The hordes of small fish jumping around the boat bring more enchantment of the Lingayan Island. Listener, a number of islands in the middle of the blue waters of Makassar Strait waters will be part of the scenery that can be enjoyed throughout the journey. From Ogutua Village, many boats can be used to cross the sea. Generally, the small boat, engine to 2.5 horsepower, is in capacity of 4 to 5 people. It takes only about 15 minutes with calm sea water, making the small boats more comfortable and fast to cross the water. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Lingayan Island in Toli-Toli Regency, Central Sulawesi Province. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Safitri Adela, sampai jumpa.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. A regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesian life,
including arts and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, and even lifestyle. Today's edition will be about the way to protect children 2018. Stay tuned to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. Listener, in addition to commemorating the birth of Pancasila on June 1st, the International Children's Day is also commemorated. International Child Day or Children's Day is celebrated every June the 1st, while it is universally commemorated on November 20th. Children's Day is an important event whose warnings have different dates for each country. The celebration as Great Day aims to respect the rights for all children in the world. Many cases of violence and abuse were experienced by children in Indonesia and some other countries. These cases continue to increase each year and become a frightening factor for younger generation. To support the welfare of children and protect their rights legally, one of the formation of Law No. 4, 1979 on child welfare mentioned the provisions of the problem for children in Indonesia. Then, Presidential Instruction No. 2 in 1989 stated that the development of child welfare is based on the legal basis for the creation of Indonesian children in first decade, 1986 1996, and the second decade in 1996-2006. Children, as the next generation of nation, shall be protected. Child protection cannot be separated from the children as victims, witnesses, or even as criminal suspects. Therefore, an effective child protection system is required on the condition that there are interrelated components. These components include the social welfare system for children and families, a system of justice in accordance with international standards, and mechanism to encourage appropriate behavior in society. A supportive legal and policy framework, data, and information system for child protections are required. At the community level, these components should be incorporated into a series of child protection services that promote child welfare and protection and increase the capacity of families to fulfill their responsibilities. The law and policy framework in Indonesia need to be strengthened to prevent and deal with violence, mistreatment, exploitation, and neglect of children. The current law and policy framework are conducive to promoting the rights of children, but there are still some gaps. The legal framework should designate a government agency with clear duties, authorities, and responsibilities for the handling and delivery of child protection services. Indonesia also faces the challenge of ensuring harmonization of regional regulation and child protection policies in nearly 500 district. With a policy, the authority can enact its own rules. Therefore, the last step taken by the central government is to develop the guidelines of the regional regulation that refers to a system-based approach to child protection. Listener, that was Miscellany for today with the topic World Day of Child Protection 2018. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again with another interesting topics.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with Minuka in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern. In today's edition, we will present the song of the people of East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listener, the song entitled Floba Mora was sung by Dedi Bartels. This song is very popular among the people of East Nusa Tenggara. The word Floba Mora comes from a combination of island names in East Nusa Tenggara, namely Flores, Sumba, Timor, and Alor. This song describes the love and longing of the people of East Nusa Tenggara who stay overseas. Well, listener, let's listen to the song. Happy listening.
Ada Flores, ada Sumba, ada Timor dan Alor. Pulau Rote, Pulau Sabu, ada Pulau Komodo. Beta suka tinggal lama, beta son de lupa, hey. Beta cinta floba mora manis, hey. Tu amo a troca tenda, to o te o kabalai. Dong pa doa atur langkah bye bye, tunggu ama dong pa sola pakai kuda sandalwood, beta cinta floba mora manis, main musik pakai sasanduk, anak Timor dong menyanyi rame rame angkat lagu lele bo, mari katong bersatu hati sama sama bergandeng tangan. Katong bangun floba mora jadi baik. Walau kita lain bahasa, biar kita tak bisa pulau, tapi satu floba mora manis. Pulau Sabu, ada Pulau Komodo. Beta suka tinggal lama, beta son de lupa, hey. Beta cinta floba mora manis, hey. Tu amo a troca tenda, to o te o kabalai. Ama ina dong pa doa, ator langka bye bye. Tunggu ama dong pa sola, pakai kuda sandalwood, beta cinta floba mora manis. Main musik pakai sasando, anak Timor dong menyanyi rame-rame angkat lagu lele bo. Mari katong bersatu hati, sama-sama bergandeng tangan, katong bangun floba mora jadi baik. Walau bahasa, biar kita tak bisa pulau, tapi satu floba mora manis. Main musik pakai sasando, anak Timor dong menyanyi rame-rame angkat lagu lele bo.
tong bangun flow bamura jadi bye. Walau kita lain bahasa, biar kita tak bisa pulang, tapi satu flow bamura manis eh. Tapi satu flow bamura manis eh.
Listener, the song Flow Bamura belongs to East Nusa Tenggara, a region which is also very popular with Bale Nagi. This song also tells about the nomads who suddenly remember the parents, relatives, and homeland. This song also invites migrants to return home, although not yet successful overseas. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Bale Nagi. Happy listening! Lagu Bale Nagi, Benny Panjaitan Narasi. The next song we will present is Lembata Manise. Lembata is an island of Solor Island cluster located between East Flores Regency and Alor Regency. Lembata Manise tells about the beauty in Lembata.
Oh, pengen ba,
oh, pengen ba,
ale ba.
Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Anak Kambing Saya, which tells about love and intimacy between children and their parents. The song is popular not only in East Nusa Tenggara, but also in other parts of Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Music Corner. Bye!
Ada Flores, ada Sumba, ada Timor dan ada Pulau Sabu, ada Pulau Komodo. Beta suka tinggal lama, beta sonde lupai, beta cinta foba mora manis. Amo atroka tenda, to ote o kabalai, ama ina dompa doa, ator langka bye-bye. Tumbu ama dompa sola, pake kuda sandalmu, beta cinta floba mora manise. Main musik pake sasando, ala timur dong manyanyi, rame-rame angka lagu lele bowo. Mari katong bersatu hati, sama-sama bergandeng tangan, katong bangun floba mora jadi baik. Walau kita lain bahasa, biar kita tak pisah pulau, tapi satu floba mora manis. Main musik pakai sasando, ala timur dong menyanyi, rame-rame angka lagu lele bo. Mari katong bersatu hati, sama-sama bergandeng tangan, katong bangun floba mora jadi baik. Walau kita lain bahasa, biar kita tak bisa pulang, tapi satu floba mora manis. Tapi satu floba mora manis.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, Voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.